from the ArmeniaProud.com studios.
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture. Only on the Lineup Media Group Podcast Network.
Genatsit, genatsit, pai, Luis, inchpesek, my friends. Chris, how are you?
I am great, Jano. How are you?
I'm doing okay. This is my eighth day of not drinking.
Oh, boy.
Eighth day, no drinking, yeah. And no sugar. I'm gonna try this for 1 month.
That's great.
See how it goes. Because you know what? I'm trying to give my body a little rest.
Absolutely.
Well, you want to know why I want to get
why? Why are you giving your body a rest?
I'm waiting for him to say why.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, because
I'm happy for your body.
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying to give my body a little rest, so 1 month rest at least, because next month I'm headed to Armenia, and I know you guys out there in Armenia are
going
to be drinking about everything. I was there before a couple times, and I know that we put down a lot of shots, and I just want 100% liver action coming my way.
It's like starting from
I'm
going
to be healthy. I'm going to be healthy here. So I can't wait to do that with you guys. Drink. I can't believe people say, oh, good, he's not drinking. But all I'm doing is getting my liver ready for drinking.
it's like a cleansing process
Drinking
begins.
Yeah, yeah. Getting my liver with a full armor on and getting ready for a big battle.
Absolutely. So.
You know what, too, pal? I got to tell you this. People are buying our Amazon gig.
Yes, they are. Every day,
it's amazing.
Man.
I seen one of you guys out there bought a pinball machine. Pinball machine. Are you kidding me?
Can you send that one to my house?
Oh, that's beautiful, man. And they used our site. They used our
site
at ArmeniaProud.com. You guys go to ArmeniaProud.com, and then you click on Amazon. It's on your right-hand side. And when you click away, you won't see us again, and you get to shop away and buy pinball machines.
That's amazing.
Pinball machine, they got it all. But I was really amazed by that. I mean,
that's cool.
Is really cool that we got people out there, and they're trusting our site, and they're going out there to Amazon and buying whatever they want.
Very cool.
Very cool. So, folks, keep that up. It keeps the lights on. We get great guests on our show. Our company, LineupMediaGroup.com. These guys become a little bit happier seeing results like this. So it's beautiful. So go to Amazon first. Go to ArmeniaProud.com and then click on Amazon. If you're on your phone, you may have to scroll all the way down to the bottom to find Amazon, but just click on there, and again, just shop away. If you're an Amazon user, think of us before you do that. So thank you, and hope to see you guys shop some more.
Absolutely.
Buy some more pinball machines.
Bye.
Anyway, we've got a great show lined up. I've got Huri Gebeshyan back on the she's going to be our guest for today, and representing the Armenian Olympic team, and she's going to tell us all about it. Kind of pumped up about it, you know.
That's very exciting.
We're going to have a pretty good squad going down to Brazil this time. So, with a big number, too.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to talk to her about that. So, things are looking good. And as for Los Angeles area, we've got a big soccer match with the Armenian national team.
Saw that.
They will be in the L.A. area, and they're taking on El Salvador and for a friendly. So we kind of would love for you guys to go check that out and show some support for the Armenian national team there in soccer. And I know. I read some stuff about politics involved with benching and not inviting some players and so forth, and I think it's completely wrong. I think that we got to work together, and they are our Armenian national team. So, you know what? They will be representing us. And so I say to you guys out there, I know you guys are – some of you guys are pissed off about some of the players not being there or some of the players not being invited. And I get it. I'm totally 100% with you. But, again, they are our Armenian guys. They are wearing our Armenian uniforms and
colors. Yeah.
They have nothing to do with any of that. That's from the upper executive branch, government branch, our soccer program. You know, these. It shouldn't. You guys shouldn't punish.
It's not the athletes. Yeah.
Yes, you shouldn't punish the athletes for this. Go out there and support our Armenian national soccer team. That's all I got to say to that.
Yep.
And, all right, Brian, let's get our gal on here representing Armenia, which I think we just led from one area to another here,
yep.
So it's kind of beautiful. Hey, how you doing there, Huri?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are doing great. We are doing great, and we got some, well, you know what? We're not going to give the news. You tell us what's transpired in the last 2-3 weeks for you.
Yeah, well, the exciting news is that I have qualified to the Olympics, and I will be the first female gymnast that Armenia will have to represent us here at the Olympics.
Bravo! That is so great. That's great news.
Thank you.
How difficult was it?
Oh, you know, it's been a process for the past, 20 years of my life to make it here.
Right.
But I'm so happy to have finally made it.
And which event will you be representing Armenia in?
So I do artistic gymnastics, which includes the four apparatuses, the vault, the bars, the beam, and the floor, and I will be doing all four events.
Okay. So now how did you qualify? What did you have to do to become the part of the Armenian, I know you're part of the Armenian national team, but is the qualification, how many countries applied and all that? How many tried out?
How many countries? You know what? I actually don't know total number of countries. I know once you qualify through, they only take 96 total athletes, and
Great.
The pool started off with, 200 plus,
wow.
Maybe up to 300 plus athletes. I know 12 teams get to go, which are 5 people per team, and then there's individual countries like Armenia that has just one, like just me, that's going representing them, and that's more. But total, there's 96 athletes for gymnastics that have qualified to
now,
the Olympics.
Now, you guys aren't, we are not going to be that shabby of a team either, because our guys, we have that horse. What's that horse thing called?
Yes, the pommel horse. Yes, we have
two
men going. We have Harutyun. He is a pommel horse specialist. He is qualified. And we have Artur, who competes in the all-around for the boys. So he'll be doing all six events, on the boys' side. So we have a team of 3 here in gymnastics, and I think a total of 22 athletes in all sorts of disciplines representing Armenia at the Olympics.
My God, we have 22 athletes going this time?
Yeah, so we have gymnastics, weightlifting, wrestling, and boxing, I think.
I'm telling you, I think we're going to do good.
I think so, too. I'm really excited about it.
Because now, the first one you mentioned, Harutyun, didn't he win, I'm not sure, but didn't he win the European Championship in this?
You know what? I'm not sure what his credentials actually are, but he is very, very good. I know he has won tons of medals all around the world. Same with Artur. They're two very, very strong competitors, and Harutyun will be vying for a medal on the pommel horse at the Olympic Games.
Wow, 22 athletes. This is going to be amazing seeing you guys walk, and you'll be there too, and I'll say, that's our girl. That's our girl. We know her. So how cool is that? That's beautiful.
Definitely.
So, yeah. And so when do you go to Armenia? When's all this come about? And are you still looking for, a little bit of help with on that side too?
Yeah. Well, so I live in the United States. I train here. Like I said in the previous interview that we had, I do most of my communication via YouTube and email and Skype and letting them know kind of how my training is going. But I actually train all by myself, all alone. I coach myself here in the United States and send everything over to them. And I will be meeting the rest of the team when we are in Brazil at the Olympics. So unfortunately, I won't be going to Armenia prior to that, but I would really, really look forward to going after.
No, no, for sure, for sure. A big parade for you guys. However it ends up, I think it's beautiful that we have 22 athletes. I remember when we had like 3-4 athletes with the flag, and, you know, I was still very proud, but, you know, there were only like 3-4 athletes, and then I think they're administrative people were walking too and everything, but now we have 22 athletes. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely growing.
So in Brazil, when's this all happening in Brazil? What month and all this? What, I mean, this is still, we're talking, what, a year out or something like that?
No, it's actually this summer. It will start at the beginning of August.
Beginning of August. Wow.
Yep, here in 2016.
Now, is there all the stuff going on with that mosquito and what's that disease? What's that, Brian?
The Zika virus.
Yeah, is that kind of a concern for the athletes too?
I mean, I think it is a concern for most people going. We were actually just in Brazil for our last qualification round in April, mm-hmm. and they did a pretty good job taking care of the mosquito situation. We didn't really see very many mosquitoes. I'm taking every single precaution possible.
Of course,
because
of course.
I work, I actually work on the labor and delivery floor, so my patients are pregnant patients. So
yeah.
I'm trying, you know, not to get bit, not to have any type of virus transmission to my patients. So
makes sense, totally. Now, I went to your site, and you have, are you getting your own outfit designed and all that for these events?
So I've luckily secured a leotard sponsor from Ozone Leotards. Up until now, I've been completely funding myself on this journey and doing kind of everything on my own. But I have a leotard company that's willing to design a leotard for me. So I did post saying if anybody has any great designs in, you know, red, blue, and orange for me to wear at the Olympics, I would be happy to check out their design. And I'm really looking forward to kind of wearing the colors and showing our country.
Very nice. Yeah. I thought for sure that the Armenia team has one basic. They don't even produce that. I mean, the athletes have to produce that.
Well, for me, I think it's a little bit different because there isn't a women's gymnastics program. They have a men's program, a phenomenal men's program, and all of their funding and resources has gone to the men. And on the women's side, they don't have a program really developed yet. And so that's what I'm trying to do. Like I said, I've been funding myself from the bottom up this entire time, and I'm trying to build a program for them from the bottom up. And so I've been having to, you know, design my own leotards, buy my own leotards, grips, travel expenses, kind of everything associated with starting a program. It's like starting a business. You start from scratch. So now that I've gotten a little bit more recognition, I've, you know, qualified to the Olympics, I've brought Armenian women's gymnastics onto the stage. I'm hoping that produces a little bit more funding and a little bit more resources for Armenia.
Well, that's great. That's great. And so you will be flying down. You don't have, there's no coaching or anything. You're doing all this on your own then, right?
I am doing it on my own. I will be flying down hopefully the beginning of August and staying there. I hope to stay there the entire time. I took off, you know, a whole month from work, from my job. I work as a physician assistant, and I work in labor and delivery. I help deliver babies on, you know, my quote-unquote off time from the gym.
Yeah.
But, so I took off the entire month. I'm hoping to stay the entire month, but we'll kind of see how that goes. But I am, I'm doing it all by myself.
Is there any chance that, you know, you said you're doing all this on your own. Is there any site or something that, you know, I don't want to say anything, but maybe we could help out a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, my main goal is to really build a program up for Armenian women's gymnastics. And I did create a fundraiser on the website GoFundMe. So it's www.gofundme.com/hooting4hootie. So that's HOOTINGFORHOURY. And then you can kind of go from there.
I'm writing this all down. This is good. We will definitely have that on as well on our Perfect. Site because you know what? Why not give you a hand? That's you got so much to worry about, and that's probably least of your, you know, things to worry about. I mean, you're doing everything. You're doing everything, which is unbelievable, really. I mean, you're working. Plus you're trying to get your hours in. Plus you're worried about getting everything put together for the trip and all that. It's got to be rough. I mean, it's got to be tough too.
It is tough, but you know, the big picture is making it to the Olympics and yeah. going and having the experience and then having others be able to do what I've done, hopefully without as many hoops that I've had to jump through.
Right.
And so that's the goal. And I'm so fortunate to have been able to experience all this and have the opportunity. And I'm really, really looking forward to seeing how big we can make this happen. Like you said, we started with, you know, two or three just athletes at the Olympics. Now we have 22. So who knows what the following years will have in store for us.
And for a country, only like 3 million to have 22 athletes, that's something special. I mean, you really think about it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So the events that you're in, I'm thinking now from past watching Olympics and so forth, we've got China to contend with, we got Russia, we've got U.S., we've got probably Ukraine. Am I hitting all the cylinders here on these
yeah,
countries?
Yeah, those are the big ones, definitely. I mean, there's countries all from all over that have made it. There's you know the small countries like Armenia that have one or two people that have made it, and then the big countries like the United States that have a whole team. So right. there's a good share of people from all over that we'll be competing with.
Now, do you know any of the American gymnasts as well?
I do. Like I have seen them at other competitions. We kind of all compete at the same places.
Okay.
I'm a little bit older than the majority of them, so it's not like I had grown up with these girls.
I gotcha. Yeah.
But I have met them, and yeah, they're nice. They're nice girls. They look good.
Well, I tell you what, Huri, we are so proud of you, and we can't wait for this August, guys. And plus, you definitely give another shout out for that site that you told us to go to, Huri.
Oh, my GoFundMe page. It's www.gofundme.com/hooting4hootie.
Perfect. Perfect. And my friends, look for our Armenian team. How about that? 22 athletes, and the Hootie's one of them. You've worked your butt off. Congrats. And we will be supporting you, and we'll be looking for you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Definitely. And that's not going to be the end, because we're going to have you on again whenever you talk about how it was, and probably maybe a little medal, too, huh? How about
That's
it?
That's always the dream. That's
yes,
always the dream.
Yes, whatever it is, we're still so proud to see all 22 of you guys walking down there and with the flag in front of us. God, that's beautiful.
I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, Hootie, take care, and
Thank
we'll talk
you.
To you. All right,
all
guys.
Right.
Okay, perfect. What a great interview, Chris.
That was really great.
I feel
Exciting.
Like right now I could get on that horse thing and do a couple leaps and all that crap, you know? What do you think about
that? Spin on the rings.
Yeah, spin on the ring.
Yeah.
I think, which one do you think I could do out of all the events now? Now think. Think deep now.
I think that the bars.
The bars. I would be a bar guy.
Got a lot of upper body strength.
There you go. There you go. I think what would look good with you is that that floor maneuver where you're throwing the ball and you got the ribbon in your hand and you're flying around the whole square doing a couple flips, catching the ball.
I don't think anybody wants to see me doing that. It'd be really funny, though.
But in the Summer Olympics, dude, I think, that's what it is anyway.
Yep.
I think you and me would be ideal in the synchronized swimming.
Oh, I mean.
Armenia, if you need
if you're
a synchronized team.
If you're short on synchronized swimmers.
Chris and I.
Give us a call, and we'll broadcast from the Olympics.
Right. It'll be a hell of a show.
Yep.
I mean, a hell of a look there.
And we may win a medal. You never know.
Of course, we'd be the only ones that could just look pretty good out there. With our own suit, one-piece suit.
Absolutely.
There you go.
The old fashioned swimsuits.
Oh God, we would really look funny. And hey, folks, here's something to look into here. We've got a great show on Lineup Media called GirlsGirlsShow.com, and it's about girls just talking about everyday stuff that girls want to talk about, you know?
Yep.
How great is that?
It is great. It is, and it's...
We've got a lot of gals that listen to our show.
Yeah, there are, and it's, you know, it's a whole new perspective on women's issues and, you know, what's important to women who are moms but also have these lifelong friendships that they had, you know, through high school and college. And as you get older, you know, you start, you know, I think that we understand this even as men. You start to, you know, to have a family and other stuff becomes important, and it's harder to stay up to date with your friends. So that's sort of the vibe of the Girls Girl Show.
And especially, we've got such a great Armenian community that listens to our show, and a lot of them, I would have to say 60% are females.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So how great is it to, after our show or before our show, have your friends over with some coffee and listen to Girls Girl Show.
Yeah, the Girls Girl Show.
GirlGirlsShow.com.
You can also find it on lineupmedia.fm, like all the rest of our shows.
Excellent. Excellent. And hey, Chris, I was just handed this from Brian. We may not have Ani on our show today.
Yep.
Scheduling problem. But you know what, folks? You could definitely catch Ani on Energy Healing Armenia. It's a great Facebook site. I strongly recommend you guys get on there. We will definitely have Ani on there for our show next week. I think you guys definitely love hearing what Ani's got to say.
Absolutely.
So
I know
but,
I do.
But tune in. And Energy Healing Armenia is her site, and you can find some great stuff out there from what she experiences and what she likes to pass on to us.
Absolutely.
Hey, Chris,
yep.
What do you think we have next here?
I already know where we're going.
Yeah, definitely. And hey, Mariam, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great. And I'm kind of intrigued on the our recipe.
Yes,
for
we
this
are.
Week.
Well, I have a very special recipe. I wish I included this one in my book, but I didn't. It's called cumin meatballs. That's what it's called. But my grandmother called it something else, which is the mixture of sujuk. You know the sujuk that we make, Armenians.
Yeah.
So she made a meatball with this as well, and I have this book, and I was going through it. It's called Secrets of Cooking, and I came across this recipe, and I was like, oh, this is actually a great recipe to talk about, and it really does make, it brings back a lot of memories.
And what do you use this meatball with?
I'm sorry?
What do you use this meatball with? Do you just serve it like that, or do you put it with other foods and so forth, or how's this work?
Well, you can do this with French fries. You can do this with pilaf. You can serve this by itself or with, you know, pasta too. It's not traditional Italian meatball taste. It has more of a Middle Eastern spices in there, so... I can give you the recipe now. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
We're
yes.
ready.
We're excited about this one.
Well, this actually you can make with lean. This has to be not too fatty, and it can't be too lean. So you have to find about 15% probably meat that has fat in it. And you can use lamb too. You can do half and half. You can do lamb and beef, or you can do beef and pork. Ground pork, that will work too. So the recipe is very simple. The ingredients are a lot of garlic. You're going to like this.
Yes.
So it's like 3 to 5 cloves of garlic, crushed or smashed or zested, whichever you prefer. And then you put salt, pepper, as much as you desire. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of cumin in there. Now, a lot of people don't like that much. It can be intense, but it's half a teaspoon of cumin. You can cut it in half. I particularly love cumin, so half a teaspoon cumin, and then a little bit less than half allspice. Now, you know this one, right? Because I did mention it before,
yeah.
allspice.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, and my grandmother used to put a pinch of cinnamon and pinch of ground clove, very little.
Mm.
Yeah, so then you kind of mix this together, salt with salt and black pepper. You mix this together. You kind of leave it. You can do this overnight or a couple of hours ahead. And then you make this in a little shape, like football shape, or you can actually do like meatball shape. And then my grandmother used to deep fry these.
Uh-huh.
I don't. Yeah. I usually put it in the oven with some oil and let it cook. And once it's done, you set it aside. And for the sauce, it's going to be just regular. You can either dilute the tomato paste with some hot water, or you can just get a tomato sauce.
Okay.
About 16 ounces of tomato sauce. And then what you do, you just kind of boil this with some bay leaf, salt, and pepper. And then you just throw this meatballs in the sauce and let it cook until it kind of boils, and you can see that, you know, all things come together, all the flavors, and that's it.
Now
it's very, very simple. Yeah.
Okay, one thing I got to ask you is there a point to where the meatball falls apart while it's boiling? I mean, does it stick together? Is what I'm saying. While it's boiling.
Yeah, it's not going to, yeah, that's why you need to get leaner meat, because the fatty meat is actually going to make it fall apart. And the reason my grandmother used to use, my mom told me this actually, ground pork, because pork is much leaner and it kind of holds the meat together.
Okay.
So if you're using beef, you can do half and half, or if you're using just lamb, you can just do leaner meat, and then make sure it's not too fatty. When it is, yes, it's going to fall apart. But some people, what they do, they add breadcrumbs in there or an egg,
right. That
kind of a combining agent. But my grandmother never did for this particular recipe.
Right. Whenever you're boiling it too, how do you know it, the middle's done and all that?
Well, you're going to cook it all the way through. So it's going to be all cooked,
okay.
Your meat.
All right.
You're just going to boil this for the sauce to kind of, you know, go into the meatball. Then meatball is going to flavor the sauce with all its spices and flavor. So once you taste it and, you know, it feels, it tastes good, then you can basically turn it off and serve it.
Mariam, I got to tell you this too. I've been really flirting around with some Indian curry. And what you just described to me, I think I could drop these meatballs into the curry and let it work together, and it would be unbelievable. Is what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
I could have pilaf on the side.
Spices are very, yeah, it's very fun. I don't know about curry. I'm not too crazy about that one. But spices are very, you know, Indian people use a lot of cumin and all that other spices.
Right.
So I can see the connection, yeah.
All right. Excellent. Well, that's our recipe, meatballs, Armenian meatballs. And I think when your grandma made it where she fried it, I think maybe she did that so it all stick together and form together really well, and then she did whatever she wanted to do with it.
Yeah, she did. Actually, this was a summer dish, and she used to make this outside. She had her little stove outside, and she would do all her deep fryings outside so it wouldn't smell the house. And I actually can smell these. It was really, really, really good when she did it. I mean, you can make this once in a while, deep fry, if, you know, you don't have to bake it. But it really comes out great. And this is a dish that was made by her mom. She was from Antioch, which was the northern Syria. So a lot of dishes she made had
Middle Eastern flavors.
Yeah. So this is a lot of people make it different. You know, Greeks make this too, and Arabs make this. So it's and Turkish people make it too.
All right.
So it's you know.
It's excellent. All right, Mariam, what do you got going this weekend?
We have, what do I have this weekend? Yeah,
Memorial
my boys
Day.
Are actually on vacation now, so it's final week. This week they're doing their finals, and I haven't planned out anything yet, so we'll see how it goes.
They're still school in L.A.? Are you kidding me?
Yes, Some schools are still going, actually. My little one still has till next week. He has two more days. They're both in private schools, so every city is different. And the Glendale, it's completely different because he goes to La Cañada. So he's going to be done next week.
Excellent.
And my older one's going to be this week.
That's great. That's great, Mariam. Okay. You guys have a great weekend. Have a great Memorial Day. And we'll catch up with you next week.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Mariam. Bye.
Hey, Chris. I tell you what, man. Mariam always comes up with some. And this recipe, I got to tell you, I think this is a simple one that I can pull off here and not burn down the kitchen.
Well, I think I could even manage this. And I'm not so good in the kitchen, so.
Maybe you could bring something
I
home.
Could,
something
yeah.
Back
bring
this,
it in for you to
Tuesday.
Try it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah. How about that one time, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe not. I've seen you cook.
That would be a turn in the road.
I've never seen someone burn anything like that in the microwave. It was just popcorn.
It was like a 3-alarm fire.
Anyway, we'll see you next week. You guys take care. We love you out there. Genatze Kisher Party, and keep listening and keep subscribing.
Tune in next week for another episode of
Genatzet Hayed,
A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. You can find the show online at armeniaproud.com or download and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Plus, join the conversation on social media at facebook.com/ArmeniaProud or at ArmeniaProud on Twitter. Get all of the Lineup Media Group shows at lineupmediagroup.com.